Hello, my dear students. I'm very glad to welcome you to our classes and invite to the Faculty of Transport Management and Logistics, Department of Aviation Transportation Organization. The academic subject title is Air Transport Policy and Planning. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Honcharenko Andrei Viktorovich. I am the professor of the Department of Aviation Transportation Organization, and we will have this subject together. I will deliver lectures and conduct, supervise laboratory classes, and you are going to study to learn the material, submit lecture notes, and laboratory reports, right? But step by step, a few words about the subject and the class organization. We will have 70 weeks of the first semester. It means 17 weeks. It means 17 hours of lectures and 17 hours of laboratory classes. I'd like to emphasize that it's much better for you to concentrate your attention on the theme of your final degree work in order these subject achievements would be a portion of the graduation paper. Also, I'd like to say that please implement the results of your study on the subject and advanced knowledge in the scientific field of your interest, as well as the recent achievements into the subject completion. Try to publish the results of your own research in scientific journals and deliver reports on the results at the scientific conferences. All right, the subject is once again air transport policy and planning. And it's done in two modules. Module number one, methodological aspects of air transport policy and planning. Lecture number one, so it means lecture number 1.1. First one is module. The second one is the number of the lecture. When you submit your notes, lecture notes, please indicate, for example, lect 1.1 at the beginning of the file name. It's easy to identify your submission then. All right, according to the task, please be accurate with your submission and submit lectures to lecture task folder or page, your own page, and leave a message, brief message, for example, such and such student submits such and such lecture, for example, 2.5 means second module, 5 lecture, lect. All right, the same style for laboratory classes, not long names and not big size files, because it's hard to open them at the beginning of your text. It's much better to identify yourself, your position, your names, your group number, the title of the lecture or laboratory class, the number of the class, the date. All right, so lecture 1.1, the title is Objectives and Basic Principles of Aviation Policy and Planning. As you see, we're going to consider here some general issues, and lecture plan contains four items, four sections. First section, number one, it's objectives of air transport policy and planning. Number two, section number two, documents on which air transport policy and planning are based. Section number three, general principles of air transport policy and planning. Section number four, the last one for this lecture, is general provisions of air transport policy and planning. Right, so you see objectives, documents, general principles, and general provisions. So let us start with the section number one, objectives of air transport policy and planning. State regulations of aviation activities and the use of the airspace of Ukraine we're considering applicably to our state, but you may choose any state you want to consider this special issues for, but for Ukraine, it's just the example. So the state regulation, they consist of three items. It'll be here just briefly. Number one, the determination by the state of the tasks, functions, conditions of aviation activity and the use of the airspace of Ukraine. Once again, we are considering our state. Number two here in this paragraph, it's the establishment of the universally binding aviation rules. So everything in aviation has to be regulated, and we'll consider such planning and policy. It also has to be regulated by some rules. Number three here, item number three in this paragraph, the implementation of the state control over these rules. So these rules implementation, so implementation, the control, state control over the rules implementation, like a tautology, but don't worry about that, because implementation of state control, so governing or management system over the implementation of the rules and the responsibility for the rules violations. So next paragraph, it's the goals of air transport policy and planning, and it's as follows. There'll be four items here. Number one, the goal number one, it's to reduce the costs of the state with the performance of the state's economic regulatory functions. Number two, increase consumer preferences and choices. Number three, improve the quality of air connections. And number four, it's creation of more competitive business opportunities on the market. So it means air transportation market, thereby contributing to sustainable economic development and the expansion of trade and tourism. That's all for the first section. Now, section number two, documents on which air transport policy and planning are based. The policy and planning of air transportation at the international level is based on the following documents, and we'll emphasize here three items, three ICAO documents. Of course, you know ICAO, International Civil Organization, Civil Aviation Organization, and it has documents. All these documents are numbered with some special names, and you are going to work with these documents. So number one, policy and instructional material in the field of economic regulation of international air transport. It's ICAO Doc 9587. Number two, Manual on Regulation of International Air Transport, Doc 9626. And number three, it's ICAO Policy on Taxation in the Field of International Air Transport, Doc number 8632. So briefly, the section number two is covered, and we're going to consider section number three. It's general principles of air transport policy and planning. And according to our schedule, general principles in the field of air transport policy are based upon also some documents, and we emphasize here Doc 9587, as we mentioned it before. But now we are considering, according to this document, we are considering five items, 5 points here. Point number one, it's normative agreements and arrangements in the field of air transport policy. Number two, planning of cargo capacity of airlines. Number three, planning of international air fares. Fares here means the money a passenger on public transportation has to pay. It equals the ticket price, transport cost. I have chosen a few synonym expressions for that. So transport cost, price, cost, charge, fee, payment, toll, tariff, levy. So you see a lot of synonyms here, but all they mean, all of them, they mean the money a passenger on public transportation has to pay for the service. Right, item number four here, it's air transport policy in the field of automated reservation systems. And number five is air transport policy regarding commercial activities of airlines. Now let's go to section number four, the last section for today's lecture. It's general provisions of air transport policy and planning. And we consider here air transport policy in the field of regulation of international air transport, according to the document, ICAO document 9626, consisting of the following provisions. It'll be the list of four items here. Number one, air transport policy in the field of national regulation of air transportation. Number two, air transport policy in the field of bilateral regulation of air transport. Number three, air transport policy in the field of multilateral regulation of air transport. Number four, basic provisions of policy and planning in the economic field of international air transport. It means access to the main market, air carrier tariffs, non-scheduled air transport, aspects related to airports, etc. So as you see, through these four items mentioned above, we have air transport policy and step by step field of national, then bilateral. Bilateral means both mutual bases. Multilateral means more than two agents acting in the field of the air transport. And number four, in the economic field of international air transport. So air transport is very popular for international passenger and cargo load transportation. As for Ukraine, the policy and planning of external and internal air transportation is based upon the following legal documents of our state of Ukraine. Number one, it's of course Air Code of Ukraine. And number two, regulations on the State Aviation Service of Ukraine. So this is the department, this is service which intends to make all these regulations and govern the system of air transport in Ukraine. Number three, law of Ukraine, and the name of this law, on the state program of aviation safety of civil aviation. Of course, safety is the top priority. So you see, number three is dedicated to the law of Ukraine on the safety of civil aviation. And there is a state program on that. Number four, and there'll be 10 items here at this last fourth section. Number four, it's regulations. And the title is on the state inspector for aviation supervision in the State Aviation Service of Ukraine. So you see very perspective position. Some of you may pretend for that position, please, you're welcome. Number five, licensing conditions for carrying out business activities for the transportation of passengers, dangerous goods, and hazardous waste by air transport. So you see all three like a field of activity, passenger dangerous goods and hazardous waste are coped with this item. Point number five. Now, point number six, it's a decree of September 28, 1993. The number is 819, issued in Kyiv, in our state, the capital city. The title is On the Creation of the State Specialized Fund for Financing Statewide Expenses for Aviation Activities and Ukraine's Participation in the International Aviation Organizations. So very important, also very important document. This is a state decree issued almost 30 years ago, and it's still valid, but probably you will republish some renovation to this document in your future career, professional career. So number seven, resolution of the Cabinet of Ministers of Ukraine. This resolution name is on approval of the procedure and rules for implementation of mandatory civil aviation insurance, dated September 6, 2017. Number of the of this resolution is 676, and it's with amendments. This resolution contains amendments. Number eight, codes of aviation rules. Number nine, aviation transport strategy of Ukraine for the period until 2030. And the last item here, number 10, point 10, it's the general transport strategy of Ukraine until 2030. So for now, the lecture material is delivered and you are going to make notes and submit it to the precise task from your own page with leaving the message. So see you soon on the second lecture. I wish you every success. Goodbye.